Members of the band Great White may testify today before a grand jury. Their fireworks are blamed for last week's deadly fire at The Station, a nightclub in West Warwick, Rhode Island. A grand jury also is investigating another club tragedy last week, a stampede at E2 in Chicago. A total of 117 people died. A nationwide alarm has been raised about building codes and enforcement. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
There's an old saying that fire codes are mothered by necessity, but sired by great tragedy. Indeed, there may be a litter of new rules and regulations born of last week's nightclub disasters. In Boston, for example, Mayor Tom Menino is putting the squeeze on nightclub owners to comply with a wide range of new safety rules.
It's just too bad sometimes we have to react, but we'll continue to do that. And things like the tragedy in Chicago and West Warwick, we're going to try and prevent them from happening in our city.
Proposals on the table range from having DJs announce where nightclub emergency exits are, the way flight attendants now do on airplanes, to requiring sprinklers in many smaller and older buildings that are now exempt. That's an idea that's also being pushed statewide.
The single way to prevent deaths from fire is by installing automatic sprinkler systems in buildings. Water puts out fire. It's as simple as that.
Massachusetts State Representative Ruth Balzer began her crusade for stricter sprinkler laws last year after a fire in her district killed 5 people in an old building that, like the West Warwick nightclub, was also grandfathered out of sprinkler requirements. Her bill is backed by the Fire Chiefs Association, but it's opposed by the Greater Boston Real Estate Board. The group declined to comment for this report, but they've argued that retrofitting old buildings is too expensive. Balzer calls their position appalling in light of all the lives lost in the past 2 weeks.
The day after the Warwick fire, the real estate people were being quoted in the paper saying, let's not get emotional about this, let's not overreact. I mean, that's heartless.
Some lawmakers in Rhode Island are now hoping to get around industry opposition by offering tax breaks to small businesses who retrofit their buildings with sprinklers. And across the nation, state and local officials are considering what else they can do. There are efforts from California to Connecticut to ban or restrict the use of pyrotechnics and stiffen penalties for those who use them illegally. And since Chicago, there are calls to require so-called panic bars on nightclub doors, like the ones typically seen at movie theaters. This week, the National Association of Fire Marshals asked Congress to step in and establish minimum federal safety standards. President Don Bliss says there's too much variation in local fire codes, and too many old buildings are being given a pass on safety requirements.
Fire inspectors and code officials are always struggling with finding that balance of what's reasonable to require, but to turn a blind eye to the fact that a building was built 15, 20, or 100 years ago and not make any improvements to it at all, we think is wrong.
There are some who maintain that current laws are tight enough. It's enforcement that's lacking. Since the recent tragedies, officials have stepped up nightclub inspections everywhere from Massachusetts to New York, Nashville, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. Many have ordered late-night spot checks of busy clubs. But some cities say they can't afford such preventative measures. Phoenix Assistant Fire Chief Bob Kahn says he can barely keep up with new building inspections. He says an existing club only gets checked if and when someone makes a complaint.
That becomes a dollars and cents issue with the community. And there again, we're in a deficit budget right now. We're headed in the wrong direction. So you have to kind of look at what's available to you and rely heavily on those business owners to do the right thing. And there's an element of risk in that, there's no doubt.
Many in the firefighting industry are calling for more federal funding to help pay for things like inspections, along with new federal laws. But they're not too optimistic. Too many times, they say, they've seen public sympathy spike right after a tragedy, but then quickly wane again. It's extremely frustrating, as one fire official put it. After September 11th, we thought everyone was on our bandwagon. But he says a lot of it turned out to be lip service. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.